With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rodriance for Black and White Sports. Well, we've had a lot of NFL people come out really running their mouth about John Gruden. One of them being an ex-player, Keyshawn Johnson. And really and truly, when you peel back the curtain on Keyshawn, he didn't like how things ended with John Gruden. So for Keyshawn, this is a personal issue, okay? I don't think Keyshawn's been talking objectively about the feelings of John Gruden. He's talked about John Gruden being a fraud. Well, that, you know what? That fraud's got a Super Bowl championship, okay? So whether you liked John or not, John's got a proven record in the NFL of success. And frankly, I think, is Keyshawn Johnson even in the Hall of Very Good? I think that's up for debate. Well, there's somebody that is clearly in the Hall of Very Damn Good. I mean, borderline NFL, at least NFL Hall of Fame, at least from a statistical standpoint, he's very, very close. And that's Andre Bad Moon Rising, a guy that played for John Gruden. Well, he has come out and he's made it clear he's got John Gruden's back on this. He does. He came out and made some comments. We're going to go over them because Bad Moon is coming out. That's right, Spider-Man. Anybody remember that nickname? Andre Rising, he's got 10,000 yards, by the way, 84 career touchdowns. Very good NFL career. Andre Rison says John Gruden is, quote, not a racist amid leaked email scandal. John Gruden has his first defender in former NFL receiver Andre Rison, who said there's no way John Gruden is a racist. Rison told TMZ Sports that despite the number of Gruden emails that showed he used racist, homophobic, and misogynistic language, he is confident in sticking up for his former head coach. Rising played under Gruden for the Raiders in 2000, his last season in the NFL. Quote, we all say some things behind closed doors that we regret or wouldn't say in public. That is an absolute fact, including everybody like Keyshawn Johnson that's coming down on John Gruden right now. Rising said, quote, we've all made mistakes. I believe who he said and what he said and who he said, who he intended it for, it was intended for that person and nobody else. There's a thing called not intended for public consumption. Yeah, that's a thing. Rison's words of support are the first to come from any former player or colleague of Gruden since the second batch of emails was released. Yes, but we want to be fair here to John Gruden. This is Fox News. When the emails came out where they said, okay, he made racist statements, it should be noted Mike Tirico, a black man, Tony Dungy, a black man, went on national television and defended John Gruden and made it very clear, in their opinion, John Gruden was not a racist. And they had worked directly with John Gruden in the past. Keyshawn Johnson, who played under Gruden in Tampa Bay in 2002 and 2003, had issues with him earlier in the week on ESPN's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That was far from surprising to hear language that Gruden said he used in emails. He's always been a fraud to me. From day one, he's always been a used car salesman. Aren't you kind of a fraud, Keyshawn? Haven't you sort of always acted like you were this great all-time wide receiver? Interesting. Seems kind of fraudulent to me, actually. 58-year-old former Super Bowl champion is unlikely to find himself on the sideline again, nor will he likely be on the airwaves in the near future. Rison's aware of this, but said that Gruden should still be fulfilled for everything he gave to the league. Quote, "You've already given this game some of the best tutelage and best leadership you possibly could give," Rison said. "So if you don't ever touch the game again, don't feel any type of way. Go on with your life. Enjoy the rest of the Gruden family." That's a good job and a good way of putting it from Andre Rison. I still believe at some point John Gruden is too good as an analyst. He was one of the best in high demand. ESPN, they still wish Gruden was around. Now, under the circumstances, of course, ESPN would never admit that, but they never wanted to lose Gruden back to coaching ranks. Never. Never. And we've seen what's happened to Monday Night Football and the broadcasting since he's left. I give Andre Rison a lot of credit here for stepping up and defending Gruden and breaking away from the narrative, because I think that's so much that's part of this. Okay, we know these athletes that are coming out and these people that are coming out and hammering on John Gruden, they're doing it for their social justice points. And we know that. They're social justice cookies. Okay? They're trying to show, I've said it before, I'll say it again, there's a race to prove who's the most woke, and everybody wants to win, whether it's Keyshawn Johnson or whether it's some celebrity lunatic like Alyssa Milano. We know that is a thing, okay? The perception of and level of wokeness, you have to prove it. All these people are trying to prove it in the media. Celebrities, sports stars, LeBron James. I mean, we all think they're a bunch of damn hypocrites. Let's be real, okay? And look, people like LeBron has proved his racism with some of the comments he's made about white people. Yes, the road does lead and travel both directions. It absolutely does. So, good job, Andre Rison, Bad Moon. And I think you will eventually see a lot of people slowly coming out to bat for John Gruden as time goes on in the future. It's going to happen. I still say, look no further than him giving Darren Waller such a big opportunity to succeed after having struggles with addiction. That's a huge positive. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody does. And now Darren Waller is a top five tight end in the NFL. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.